we deal with a good mate of yours, Robbie Slater, on a daily basis. And I need some of your man management skills to help us deal with Robbie.
Yeah, no, nah, listen, you deal with people you want to help. not people you can't help.
he's very special, Rob. He's very special.
He is special. No doubt.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'll tell you what, these days he wouldn't fit into a football, into a sporting team culture. He'd be one you get rid of.
What did you make of that loss?
Oh, very funny, Graham Arnold. Very funny. I don't know whether Robbie would have saw the funny side of it.
He's cut Robbie from the squad.
Oh, no matter how much talent, you've got to fit in with the culture.
Well, the other part of that trio is Phil Moss, who joins us on the line. Hello, Mossy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Honest opinion, Mossy. Well, will he make your team, Robbie?
I played with him, and they say in life, well, in football, you've got to cut out of the dressing room what doesn't work. I think Arnie summed it up nicely.
Oh, that's the kindest.
You know, there'll be a payback too coming. He'll be listening.
That's a cruel cut. Look, just on that too, and we chatted with Graham Arnold, who's over there at the moment in the UK, checking on all the Socceroos at all their different clubs. And Mossy, he said, we asked him about Daniel Lazzani, and he says Brendan Rodgers got big plans for him. He's a vital cog in that Celtic outfit, and he'll play some significant minutes.
Yeah, well, look, you have to take Arnie on his word there, because the only other words are the ones that you read in the media, where Brendan Rodgers was a bit lukewarm on the idea of Arnie coming to Celtic originally, but Arnie's over there for that reason, to look managers in the eye and have these honest conversations with them. And that's the beauty of being able to travel and being able to forge these relationships. And I know Arnie's got a relationship with Brendan Rodgers going way, way back to when I think he was last involved with the national team as well. So, I'm sure he's got the truth out of him on this trip.
Yeah, we got an interesting insight out of Graham Arnold this morning on a number of levels. One, he believes he's a lot more prepared now to coach the Socceroos than what he was when he was first thrust into the position. And the other thing about contact and data and relationships with overseas-based players with their clubs. And that's something that a lot of people don't know and hear about. They just assume that the Socceroos coach just sits back here in Sydney and watches games on telly and all of a sudden selects his squad. But there's a lot of work happening behind the scenes that he's put in place.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a difficult situation, Loz. And you would have probably had this with Origin as well, where you don't have that day-to-day contact with your players, face-to-face day-to-day contact. So a lot of it's done over the phone and over email and things like that. But then all of a sudden they come together and you've got to get the best performance out of them. So if you just sit back and wait for them to arrive in camp, it's never going to work. So you've got to get out and about. It's much easier for one person to travel to many places than everyone to come to one place when they've got games and training every day. So, yeah, it's a very different beast being the national coach of the Socceroos. And, Arnie's coming to terms with that now. I mean, he's experienced it in the past, obviously. But as he's said many times publicly, it was too early in his career. And he's done his coaching career back to front. I mean, he started as a player coach at Northern Spirit when I was playing for him and Robbie was playing for him. And, then he went straight to the national team set up, was thrown the national team reins on an interim basis well before he was ready for that sort of a job. And this time he goes in with his eyes wide open, the most successful coach in A-League history, bar none. And, he certainly, had a great career as a player, so he understands the national team and what's involved from a player's point of view, which is very important, because he understands where the players' minds are at. But the game has moved forward in leaps and bounds, and the greatest managers are the ones that evolve with the game, and he's certainly one of them.
Let's hope he can have success there with the Socceroos. Hey, Mossy, what was the fallout from Ronaldo being red carded yesterday?
He'll get off for sure.
Well, yeah, look, I looked on the net quickly this morning on my way in. I couldn't see any direct fallout from it. But Emre Can, I know one of his teammates got himself into a spot of bother by offending the female game and with a few comments he made in the heat of the moment after it. But look, I'd be astounded if this is not appealed and successfully appealed. I just can't believe. I still haven't seen anything, and I've searched searched high and wide for more conclusive footage. So the only way it won't happen is if there's a hidden camera that we don't know about and the referee saw something that no one else saw.
Look, it appears to be what we thought it was when we discussed it, that it was a very, very, very harsh red card. But can I read you this, Mossy, and get your feedback? UEFA's policy of not rescinding red cards is one of the football's unnecessary injustices, highlighted by the Cristiano Ronaldo soft dismissal. The wronged club, that being Juventus, and the player have no grounds to appeal the mandatory one-game ban. Now, that was contrary to what I thought, because everyone just said, oh, they'll appeal it. He'll get given, you know, he'll get let off and he'll play on. But it appears that there's no appeal system in place.
Well, that's remarkable, TK, and great homework by you, mate. But
No. It's just the latest I could find, because I just thought he'd be given the green light, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, look, if that's the case, then you know, surely common sense will prevail, and it'll be at the very most one game, which means he misses match day two, but he's available for match day three against Manchester United at Old Trafford, because that would be a travesty if we missed out on the marketing leading into that game with Ronaldo going back to Old Trafford. There's the footage there. I mean, that's the most conclusive I've seen that we're looking at on our screen now. For those on radio, I apologise, but that for me is never in a million years a red card. Barely a yellow, if that.
How do they get it so wrong?
Oh, pressure of the moment, Loz. Lots of things. You know, maybe ball watching. You know, there's every chance.
No VAR.
VAR
would have fixed that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It probably would have too. But look, the left elbow is slightly raised, but how do you run without, you know, moving your arms? It's just remarkable. There's a school of thought that his left foot lashed out at the defender as well, but mate, I can't see anything in it. We're talking absolute hypotheticals here, because there's no red card in that.
Well, you're trying to find something.
Yeah, that's right.
Aren't you? You're trying to find the reason why he was sent from the field, rather than, you know, just looking at it and saying, "Yep, no, he deserves to go." On the local scene, mate, A League. What's the latest news there? And the Mariners, in particular, signed a former Socceroo.
Yeah, that's right. Tommy Orr and Ross McCormack, who's on loan for a year from Aston Villa. And A-League fans will remember Ross McCormack from last year when he turned out for Melbourne City, scored 14 goals in 17 games. So remarkable return of goals for a striker. And look, they're two great signings. And I loved the comments coming out of Sean Millichamp's mouth yesterday, that for the first time in his time at the club, and I can tell you it's the first time in probably since Graham Arnold won the championship up there, that he's had to check that they're under the salary cap. Because in my time up there, we spent the floor of the salary cap. And it's good to see that Mike Charlesworth looks like he's putting his hand in his pocket to bring some real quality to the club and giving Mike Mulvey the resources. Now, Tommy Orr's a left winger. He can also play as a inside or as a second striker, but you've got Matt Simon there, you've got Ross McCormack, who are strikers. So where Usain Bolt fits into this puzzle, time will tell, but certainly two quality signings.
Mossy, quickly, your good things for the weekend as far as the Premier League is concerned?
Yeah, look, a very hard round to tip. I'm sure Robbie Slater will come out with 9 out of 10, but I've gone for a multi of Watford to get over Fulham, Liverpool to beat Southampton. I've gone back to my nemesis from last week, Eibar in La Liga. I tipped Atletico Madrid to get over the top of Eibar, but Eibar got the points, so I'm going to tip them to go back-to-back against Leganés in La Liga this weekend. So that's a multi paying around about $6.60, boys. EPL into La Liga.
Watford to knock over Fulham, Liverpool to beat Southampton, and Eibar, wherever that is.
He likes Eibar. You've tipped him a couple of times.
Whoever they are.
I do like Eibar, boys. And I have to say, I think Manchester United are also a good bet to get over Wolves this week. And I think they'll be relieved after getting over Young Boys at Wankdorf Stadium during the week.
No doubt about that. It's always good walking away from that stadium with a victory. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, boys. Have a great weekend.
It's true.